720 WGN. We all know about Black Friday and Cyber Monday, but the most important shopping day of the year for me is Small Business Saturday. It's important to support those mom and pop businesses in your community or wherever you happen to be shopping. I would say it feels like a year ago that we had a conversation with Kathy and Tom Koch. Welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thank you. Thanks for having us. We are doing really well. How are you?
Doing great. So we talked to them. Was it a year ago, Kathy, or how long ago was it?
Yeah, it was in January, late January, so almost a year.
Yeah. We were getting ready for our grand opening. Actually, this past Saturday, we've been open for a full year, but the grand opening was at the end of January, so our doors opened about a year ago, November 22nd, but who's counting, right?
You are. You have to. Kathy and Tom own the Spice and Tea Exchange in Crystal Lake, and their son Curtis was my very first producer at WGN. Great, great human being. You raised a good one there. How's he doing?
Thank you. He's doing great. He's such a good guy still. I just, everything about him makes us proud. He's such a good kid.
Yeah.
I can't say kid. He's 31 now. He'll always be a kid.
Absolutely. So I wanted to talk to you. I mean, Small Business Saturday is huge. You were around for it last year. No, yeah, you were because you've officially been open a year. What kind of impact does that make on a small mom and pop business like the Spice and Tea Exchange?
Oh, it is huge. It's just, we support our community as the best we can all year. But when the community comes back to support us, it's such a great feeling. Crystal Lake's been great to us this whole year in general, but Small Business Saturday last year, we were so new, and the people came out in droves for the whole town. It was fantastic. And it's such a good feeling to know that people care about the small business owners and they want to help. So setting aside a special day like that is fantastic.
And Tom, looking back at the year, how's it gone? It's tough to be an entrepreneur and start a business fresh like this.
Yeah, you know, it's exceeded our expectations. You know, the cool thing about this store is, you know, when Kathy and I were looking at opening this store, you know, a few years ago, we kind of used to joke with one another that we think we're going to be a destination store for Crystal Lake and we're going to draw a lot of people to town. And it's truthfully, it's been that, because we have people coming from the Quad Cities. They drive here from Joliet. They come on the train from downtown Chicago, get off at the Crystal Lake train station, walk a block to our store. We draw people from Wisconsin. People literally coming here just to Crystal Lake to come to our store. And, you know, this weekend is Small Business Saturdays, but we're going to be putting on, you know, we don't do very many sales, but this weekend we're going to go with a nice sale for anybody that makes a trip from Friday through Sunday. You know, we're going to give back to those folks that want to make the trip to Crystal Lake.
It smells so good when you walk in, and your spices are amazing. What I love is you can get little packages too, because sometimes, you know, if it's just two of us, I don't need 8 ounces of a spice. I just need a few ounces and want to use it up before it goes bad. So let me ask you that. How long do spices last?
The spices can last up to a year.
Okay.
We don't keep anything that long because it rotates so fast through ours. But as long as you store it properly, you know, in the dark, in a cool place, you don't want to keep it near your stove or especially shaking your shaker over a boiling pot. You don't want to do that. It adds moisture to the spice. It'll break it down and ruin it a lot faster. So in the dark, in a cabinet, away from the stove. And then when you use it, if you can measure it out before, you just don't pour it over your pot, your boiling pot. That's really the best way. And it'll last a long time.
Yeah,
Kathy, no one has ever told me that. Thank you. No one ever told me not to shake it over the pot, that the moisture would break down the content of the spice. Never. And I consider myself a fairly good cook.
Yeah.
Anything, moisture will ruin anything like that. Your teas, your spices. Yeah, moisture is not your friend when it comes to spices.
And Tom, what were people coming in for this week to prepare for Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow?
We're doing a wild game rub that we did specifically because it's hunting season now, and we've had people come in and say they put it on their turkey breast and they say it is the absolute best turkey that they've ever had.
Yeah, our team lead Sean, he was the one that started it with his turkey, and yeah, we've been spreading that around, telling everybody that because it's been really good.
Sweet or savory, we've got all kinds of things from, for your baked potatoes or your yams. They're coming in for literally just about everything. But what's more is Kevin makes a ton of gift packages all during this fall, actually all year long. So we're geared up for our customers that want to come in and give gifts of, flavor to their friends, their family, their loved ones, or their business associates. Kevin does a fair amount of business also on corporate gifting. So, people will come in and say they want to give, to all the realtors in their, in their office, a set of tea. We do all kinds of different things. It's never ending. It's always going. So
yeah, and you're always working because as a small business owner, it all relies on you. I'm so happy to hear of your success and congratulations. I'm glad you checked back in, and I hope you have a very successful Small Business Saturday.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're hoping the snow doesn't chase people away, but we really appreciate it. We appreciate your time, too.
Absolutely. That just adds to the spirit. Go see Kathy and Tom. The name of the place is the Spice and Tea Exchange. You will find it in Crystal Lake.